Take your Bibles to the book of Mark, chapter 8. Mark, chapter 8. Mark, chapter 8. How many of you beat me this morning? Yeah, I noticed some of you looking at me. Preacher said, open up your Bibles, and I'm sitting there turning, and I caught the eye of some of you as you were laughing, or not laughing, but smiling at me. I realized you beat me to the scripture. Mark, chapter 8, verse 24. That will be our text verse, but I'm gonna read just a little bit further ahead, and we'll get down to the text verse. Look up in verse number 22. I'm gonna preach to you this evening on, I see men as trees. I see men as trees. You know, the first time I saw this verse, I thought, oh, that's kind of weird that this man sees people as trees. It's really weird. Verse 22, here's where it begins. The Bible says, and he came, this is Jesus, and he came to Bethsaida, and they bring him, a blind man, unto him, and besought him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit in his eyes, he put his hand upon him, and he asked him if he saw aught. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. After that, he put his hands upon his eyes, again upon his eyes, and made him look up. And he was restored and saw every man, what's the next word? Clearly. Now, how many of you know God never makes mistakes? Raise your hand. God never makes mistakes. Never makes mistakes. I heard a preacher one time, and he was preaching on this verse, and he said, you know, I just thought it was strange that, you know, because God doesn't make a mistake. Why did God have to redo what he did? You ever thought of that? Why did God have to redo what he did? He spit in his hands, put it on his eyes, and he says, what do you see? He said, I see men as trees walking. You think God didn't heal him enough the first time? That's not what I think. I think God healed him perfectly. Because he saw every man like God sees every man. You see, God always compares us to trees. The Bible says you'll know them by their fruit. God compares us to trees. So here's what I believe happened. This man was blind. Jesus spit in his hand, put it on his eyes, rubbed it in his eyes. He said, what do you see?
I see loogies.
No. He said, what do you see? He said, I see men as trees walking. I can imagine Jesus going, oh yeah, you see like I see. Never mind, I need to make you like everybody else. And so he rubbed his hands in his face again, and then he said, I see every man clearly. I see every man clearly. God didn't make a mistake. He saw men as trees walking. That blind man was healed perfectly. He saw you like God sees you. He saw me like God would see me. I wonder if Jesus were to be here right now and rub his hands on somebody else's eyes so that you could see men as trees, how would you look to God and how would you look to that person? How's your tree tonight? How's your tree tonight? God sees us as trees. God sees us as trees. If somebody were to look at you, how is the fruit of your Christianity? How do you really look? You know, preacher preached this morning on Psalms 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the godly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a, what? Tree planted by the rivers of water. He's talking about a person. So I'm going to give you a couple points tonight. Number one, about these trees. Trees never stop growing. Trees never stop growing. It's a sad thing when all of a sudden we have in our children's department, we have the Bible Blazers. And in Bible Blazers, these kids, they learn verses. And they go out and they're doing spiritual accomplishments. They're doing great things. And, you know, they're obeying their parents and they're honoring their parents. And they're inviting people to church and passing out tracts. And those are spiritual accomplishments. And then all of a sudden, you get into the youth department. and that's no longer there. Now you're a big boy and you're a big girl, or older girl, I'm not calling you fat. You're an older person. You should be grown up. Trees never stop growing. Now, listen to me. If you're doing right and you're reading your Bible and you're acting the part of a Christian and you're putting on Jesus Christ, guess what? You should be growing. You should be growing. If you have entered into the youth department and you have backtracked in your Christianity, you're not a growing tree. You're not a growing tree. If you really want to please Jesus Christ, you ought to be like that tree that's planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth this fruit in his season. You should be growing. Amen. You should be growing. Today, you should be reading your Bible more than last year. Amen. This past week, you should be praying more than you were last year. You should be growing. Why? Because a tree never stops growing. Number two about the trees. Number two, trees need light. Trees need light. You go inside the mall, and inside some malls, they'll have trees planted in the middle of the mall. In the middle of the mall, there's trees planted there. I mean, literally, you could go play in the dirt around the tree. There are trees planted in the middle of the mall. But what is right above the tree in the ceiling of the mall? A skylight. Why do they have to put that there? Because the tree needs what? Light. The Bible says men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are what? Evil. If somebody were to really look at you and see you as a tree, would they see you as a shriveled up Christian, or would they see you as a Christian that's blooming in the light? How do people really see you? How do people really see you? You see, that man, he saw men as trees walking. Men as trees walking. You need the light. You need the light. That's why I encourage you to go to church. That's why I encourage you to come to Young Fundamentalists. That's why I encourage you to be faithful to Sunday school. That's why I encourage you to go to the extra events that we have planned here at Parkside Baptist Church. Why? You need the light. You need Jesus Christ. You need more preaching, not less preaching. You need more of your Bible, not less of your Bible. You need more of praying, not less of praying. You need more of God, not less of God. You see, he is the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. He said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. You are needing the light. You need Jesus Christ. You need him. Why? Trees need light. Number one, trees never stop growing. Number two, trees need light. Number three, trees produce fruit. Trees produce fruit. Jesus was walking past a tree, him and his disciples. And the tree was just off to the side of the road, and it's time for it to bloom. It's time for it to be growing and blossoming, and it wasn't producing anything. So Jesus just looked at the tree and cursed the tree. Now, when he said curse the tree, he didn't sit there and use curse words. It's not what he did. But basically, he disciplined the tree. He got onto the tree. So the disciples and him, they kept on walking, and later on they came back, and they were passing through that same street, and they passed that same tree, and the tree had all shriveled up and died. And they said, Jesus, is this that same tree that we just passed? He said, yes. Yes. You see, God wants us to be producing Christians. Amen. Producing Christians. When's the last time you had somebody saved? When's the last time you brought somebody to church with you? When's the last time you encouraged your buddy to read his Bible? You weren't talking about Clash of Clans. You weren't talking about the latest and the greatest game. You weren't talking about the latest movie that's out there. You weren't even talking about the Hollywood stars. When is the last time you talked to your friend about Jesus Christ and about your Bible reading? Why? Because trees should be producing. Producing. You teenagers should be producing, not dying. You think, you realize, you understand, you are the next generation. You are the hope of Parkside Baptist Church. You are the hope of Mesquite, Texas. You are the hope of Dallas, Texas. You are the hope of Texas. You are the hope of the United States. You are the hope of the world. You are the ones that are supposed to take the torch and keep going for Jesus Christ. How can that happen if you shrivel up and die? You're supposed to be producing trees. Producing trees. The reason our youth departments are dying these days is because they're no longer producing. That's right. They're no longer producing. I got a text this morning from a man in North Carolina, and he thanked me, get this, he thanked me for our youth department. Why was he thanking me for our youth department? Because he looks and he sees pictures of you. He sees on Instagram the things that you're doing here at Parkside Baptist Church, and it impresses him. It impresses him. Why? Because we have amazing teenagers here that are producing. There are churches out there that wish and dreamed they had a youth department like this youth department.
Yes, sir.
But can I tell you, some of you are not producing like you should.
Come on.
You're not producing like you should. So number three, trees produce. Number four, trees have deep roots. Trees have deep roots. You know what's right, and you know what's wrong. You've been grounded here at Parkside Baptist Church. The Bible says, he that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is what? Sin. If you know what's right and you don't do it, God calls that sin.
Yes,
it's as simple as this. Brother Jonathan has come to you and he said, here's what you need to do. Here's what you need to wear. Here's the way you need to act. If you don't do what you know is good, because your authority tells you to do it, you're sinning. You're sinning. Your mom or dad, it's as simple as that. They come up to you and they say, Alyssa, pick up that trash. She doesn't pick it up. She just walks past it. Not only because she disobeyed, she's sinning, but because she knew what to do and didn't do it. And didn't do it. To him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Trees have deep roots. They say just as big as the tree is on the outside is how big the roots are underneath. You ever seen a massive tree? We were out soul winning in Mesquite one time, and we were walking down the street, and the tree was right there in the front. I mean, huge tree. The leaves went up over this house, over top of the house of the yard it was in, and above the house across the street as well. This thing was massive. Massive. But that tree, the same that were the branches above, were the roots beneath. Number five, trees by the water get strength. Trees by the water get strength. That's why I encourage you to do more, not less. Say, I'm reading a Proverbs a day. That's fantastic. Do more, not less. Well, I'm doing the best I can, Brother Jonathan. I'm reading, and I'm for you. I think that's great. I'm glad you're reading a Proverbs a day, or I'm glad you're trying to read through the New Testament, or I'm glad you're trying to read through the Old Testament, or I'm glad you're trying to read anything at all. But can you do more? Can you honestly do more? If you spend time watching a movie, you can spend time praying. If you can spend time fellowshipping with other people, guess what? You can spend time fellowshipping with God. Number six, as trees grow, they branch out. As trees grow, they branch out. Every one of you have an effect on somebody else. You all do. Whether you believe it or not, whether you like it or not, you all have an effect on somebody else. As trees grow, they branch out. Question is, how are you affecting other people? Number seven, trees don't move. Trees don't move. The thing I love about Parkside Baptist Church is we believe the same thing today that we did 20 years ago. The great thing I love about our preacher is he believes the same and preaches the same thing today that he preached 30 years ago. Where are you going to be in 20 years? Are you girls still going to dress right? Are you still going to be attending a fundamental independent Baptist church? Are you guys still going to do right? Somebody still had to constantly be over you and say, don't dress that way. Don't walk that way. You look like a punk. Stand up when you walk. Hey, you need to not look like a wimp either. Get those elbows out when you're running, not in when you're running. You're not a dainty little queer boy. You're a man. So be sure you run like a man and walk like a man and act like a man. Do what you're supposed to do. Hey, will you be the same 20 years from now that you are today? We need some teenagers that say, I'm going to be steadfast and I'm not going to move. I have been rooted and I have been grounded by my parents. They have taught me what to do and my preacher has taught me what to do. So what am I going to do? I'm going to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. That's what the Bible says. Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. We need teenagers that will stand their ground. We need teenagers that will do right. We need teenagers that will be like a tree and say, I'm firm, I'm planted. When I graduate from this youth department, I'm still going to stand for Jesus Christ. I'm still going to serve Jesus Christ. And I won't have to have an activity report to help me, because I've learned by filling out the activity reports and by being accountable to my youth pastor and being accountable to my Sunday school teacher and being accountable to my parents, I have learned to stand strong.
Amen.
How are you tonight? If that blind man were here right now and he were to see you, how would your tree look? If he were to see you as a tree, how would you look? Would he see a tree that's all shriveled up and about ready to die because you don't read your Bible? Would he see a tree that's not producing fruit because they simply don't care and they're not leading anybody to Christ because they're not staying out like they should? Would he see a tree that's not obeying and pleasing to their mom and dad? Let's pretend tonight that that blind man is right here and Jesus just healed him. And he sees you as trees. What would he see? What would he see? I don't know about you, but I want him to see in me a tree that's grounded. I want him to see in me a tree that is being grown by light. I want him to see in me a tree that's producing. I want him to see in me a tree that is planted by the water so I can keep getting strength from the church of God. I want him to see in me a tree that's grounded. That's grounded. How would he see you tonight? Heads are bowed, eyes are closed.